When I was discerning for the seminary, I had dinner with the vocations director. He wanted to meet with the candidates for priesthood, I guess, to get a sense for their family upbringing and I guess to maybe do some scouting ahead of time to see if anything crazy might happen. So the night that the vocation director was going to come over to my family's house for dinner before I entered seminary, I got a really bad case of laryngitis. Like 2 hours before he came over, I couldn't talk. I sounded like this. I mean, it was bad. I couldn't say anything. And I was so worried that here's a vocation director coming over. And what might be said? Is my mom going to tell an embarrassing story? Is my little brother going to say something that might jeopardize? Oh, but luckily for me, my family knew how important it was for me to follow the Lord to the priesthood, and it was just fine. Everything was okay. The next day I went to the doctor, got some medicine, and by the end of the week, my voice was fine. I was talking again. Well, I was thinking about this man here in the gospel that's brought to Jesus, that can't speak, that can't hear. And that was the reality of his whole life. I know how much I was freaking out and how nervous I was just for a couple of hours of not having my voice. This man in the gospel, he went his whole life without being able to talk. He went his whole life without being able to hear what people around him were saying. And Jesus, in an awesome, compassionate work, touched the man's tongue, touched the man's ears. He was able to speak. He was able to hear. And that's the promise that we heard in the first reading. The prophet Isaiah said, our God is going to do some pretty cool things. He's going to give sight to the blind. He's going to give a voice to those who can't speak. He's going to give hearing to those who are deaf. That's the love of our God. That's the love of our God that comes and touches us, who heals us, who loves us. My friends, none of us know what it's really like to be like that man in the gospel. We probably don't know what it's like to not be able to talk. We probably don't know what it's like not to be able to hear. We might have had glimpses of that, like I did. Might have had a case of laryngitis or maybe a real bad earache, and we couldn't hear or we couldn't speak. But that wasn't the reality for our whole lives. But there's a different kind of deafness, and there's a different kind of muteness that we have in our lives. It's not a physical one. It's a spiritual one. And what Jesus does for us in the gospel and what he does for us in our lives is he opens our voices so that we can praise him, so that we can say encouraging words. He opens our ears so that we can hear his voice and his love speaking in our lives. In the rite of baptism, there's a prayer, the Ephphatha rite. And that is exactly what Jesus said in the gospel when he touched the man's tongue and his ears and he said, be opened. In the rite of baptism, the priest or deacon says, the Lord Jesus has brought a voice to those who are mute, and he's given hearing to those who are deaf, and may he soon touch your lips and your ears so that you may give glory to his name and hear his love proclaimed. That's the prayer that we make tonight. That's a prayer every time we come before our Lord that we make. We ask our Lord to open up our ears and open up our voice so that we can hear and so that we can proclaim his love. Some of you might have noticed this evening that when I started with the opening prayer, I took a little bit longer. When I said, let us pray, instead of jumping right into the prayer, I gave us an opportunity to voice our prayers to the Lord. Now, some of you might have been like, oh, what's going on? Was Father, did he lose the page? What's happening? Why is he quiet for so long? But that's an illustration that when we come to the Lord, when we pray, when we're here, silence is an integral part of our worship. It's an integral part of who we are as Christians. And I think that as a society and as a church, we are lousy when it comes to silence. We're not very good at it. Anytime there is silence, we're looking around to say, what's going on? I wonder what's happening. What's taking so long? Why aren't we moving? We do that in our lives too. It's boring around here. Let's turn on the TV. Let's turn on the radio. Let's turn on the stereo. Let's get out the video games. We stink at being quiet. But my friends, when we do have the opportunity to be quiet, that's when our ears are opened. That's when we can hear God talking to us. It is very, very, very difficult to hear the voice of our God talking when we've got the TV on, when we're surfing the internet, when we're playing with our video games or our iPads. It's very hard to hear the Lord's love. But when we come here, to church, when we gather together as a community, this is a chance when our God speaks to us. It's where we shut off the sound of all of those other things. We go deaf to the world so that our ears can be open to God's love. Here's my challenge for you this week. I'd ask you at least one time this week to spend 5 minutes in silence. If you think that's no problem, give it a try. I'd ask you to turn off your phones, ask you to turn off the TV, shut the computer down. 5 minutes at home. Make your home a chapel for the Lord. I'd encourage you to do this as a family, to sit together maybe, and allow the Spirit of the Lord's love to come and speak to you, to change and transform you. Because my friends, that's what He wants to do for us. He wants us to shut down all of those distractions, all of those things that are always constantly playing in our ears and in our lives, so that we can stop and listen to Him, listen to His voice. And if we do that, we become like the man in the gospel. We have our ears open to His love. We have our voice opened up to proclaim the glory and the joy of the Lord in our lives. As we continue tonight during the celebration of the Mass, I'm going to use every opportunity the sacramentary gives me to have some time in silence. And as we come together tonight and continue our prayer, when I stop and for that silent prayer, I'd ask you to lift up your prayers to the Lord. From the depths of your heart, from the depths of your soul, use that opportunity to allow your ears to be open to His voice. Try not to be distracted by what's going on. Try not to be distracted by the silence that you're like, well, I wonder when He's going to start again. I wonder what Father's doing, what's taking so long. This is your opportunity to silence yourselves, to open up your ears to God's voice, to His love, and to whatever it is that He might reveal to you. May that Spirit of the Lord's love that comes and settles in our hearts give us strength. May it give us courage for our journey, so that we may always open up our ears and listen for the voice of the Lord calling each and every one of us.